another one. This one actually relates to a death. And so I'm going to read one that was also in a series. It was written in 1994, but it was about something from 1980. This is Sheldon Memories 6. It was Sunday night. I was put to bed for school for the next day at around 8 o'clock. But by now it was already 11:30. After a weekend of fun, I couldn't relax enough to go to sleep. So it was late, and I was in bed, listening to my clock radio like I always did. And suddenly, there was a news report that John Lennon was shot. A few minutes later, the reports were that he was dead. And the next morning, I walked downstairs and Mother was reading the paper, and the news was there. It wasn't a dream. I knew the news before my parents did. After he died, I remember in school, one of my teachers wrote in calligraphy on a piece of paper and put on the bulletin board, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one." And my seat, the chair with the little basket under the seat for my books, the chair attached to the desk, my seat was in front, to the side, right in front of that bulletin board. And every day, I would look up and see it there, my first brush with death. John Lennon. Yeah, and I was like, I couldn't go to sleep in the stupid little clock radio thing next to my bed, trying to be really quiet, and I'm hearing it, and I was 10.